Psalm 23, I'm going to read one verse tonight for the sake of emphasis. Psalm 23, just one verse tonight from this great portion of Scripture. Like I say, I'm not going to preach it long this evening because we've already been blessed, and just a few thoughts. My message thought tonight is, my cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. Verse number 5 of Psalm 23, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. There's the precious statement, my cup runneth over. Lord, thank you tonight for the singing that's ministered to our hearts. We rejoice this evening in the blessings that we've experienced. It's all because of the Redeemer's grace. It's because tonight of what took place at Calvary and given us the privilege tonight to enjoy a music such as we've heard this evening. We thank you, Lord, that the joy bells of heaven have rung within our souls tonight because of the realization of sins forgiven. Now, Lord, bless this message, this thought, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. My cup runneth over. So much could be said. So many sermons have been preached from Psalm 23. Someone said that this is the most beloved, but yet the least believed portion of Scripture. The most beloved, but the least believed. Little girl one time was asked to say something in Sunday school. She got up and she started it out pretty well. She said, the Lord is my shepherd. Then nervousness hit her. She said, the Lord is my shepherd and I should worry. So she runs on back to her seat. Wasn't quite the way it goes, but anyway, you can understand sometimes nerves will affect a person in a strange way. Now, the believer in this portion of God's Word is seen not just as a dependent sheep, but as an honored guest. Not just as a dependent sheep, but as an honored guest. My cup runneth over. This morning in our preaching, we brought a message and we dealt with the subject or the thought of the cup that our Savior endured. The cup of sorrow. The cup of sorrow that Jesus took, which included our sins. In fact, the verse says in Luke 22, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. The cup of sorrow. Here the mention is made of another cup. This cup is not a cup of sorrow. This cup, I believe, is referencing the cup of salvation. This cup is overflowing. I think of Psalm 116, verse number 13. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. This morning, as I said, we preached upon the thought of another cup, but here tonight we see another cup mentioned. Most of us tonight can relate to the cup of salvation. That's certainly, I think, true tonight in this church service to the most part. Sometimes our cups run over, even in church like we've had tonight. My cup has run over. I've been blessed. I can relate a little bit to what the little old lady one time, she went to a church service and she was blessed and she was rejoicing and she gets ready to go out of the building and someone told her, she said, they told this lady they tried to squelch her joy, and sometimes we're okay till some puckered-faced Baptist gets around us. You know how that works. But anyway, this lady was rejoicing in her salvation. Somebody walked up to her and said to her, did you know that the preacher was reading that sermon? She said, I don't care if he was reading it or not. She said, if he would have whistled it, I'd been happy. I tell you, when God's blessing, that's the thing that counts, doesn't it? My cup runneth over. This evening I think of how the Christian is drinking from an overflowing cup. We're saved by God's grace. We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're privileged to serve the Lord. And now we have the blessing and the privilege of having a cup that's overflowing, and we're satisfied. Saved, seated, serving, and satisfied. My cup runneth over. I think of the man by the name of Ishmael in the Old Testament. Ishmael was sent into the wilderness. with a bottle that dried up. But it's said of Isaac that he dwelt by the well. I believe tonight you and I dwell by the well as God's people. I look at verse number 4, and of course it is noteworthy. Some precious words found in verse number 4 of our same chapter. And here's what it says. Yea, though. You can underscore the word though. Think about that, though. He says, yea, though I walk through. There's another precious word, through. Underscore though, underscore through. I walk through. Then the Bible says, a shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou. There's a word thou, underscore that. Thou art with me. Through, though, and thou. Those three words are enough to thrill you. Realize, though we suffer, though we go through issues, we still, by God's grace, get through them. And the reason is because thou art with us. No wonder our cup runs over. No wonder. Just a thought about the history of this passage. Old Testament times, it was customary that guests were treated special. Oil was put upon the heads of guests. Sometimes the oil was somewhat for anointing purposes. It was soothing. Guests were treated special. Oil on the head and also a cup. Guests were served a cup with juice or wine of the Old Testament era. You see now, compare that to a thought. We're now guests tonight at His table. We're favored this evening. We're blessed tonight. We're blessed as Abraham was. We're seated at the same table tonight as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What a rare blessing. What a blessing. Though our enemies are around us, we are still blessed with an overflowing cup. If you read the psalm, you'll see that. In the presence of my enemies, though our enemies are all around us, we're still blessed with an overflowing cup. Nobody but the people of God has that resource. Let me compare another thought. Usually, a soldier in enemy territory would be forced to gulp down a hasty meal as best while he was cowered in fear of being discovered or captured or killed. However, now, think about this. The Lord spreads a table. He spreads a table for us in the presence of our enemy. And all that our enemies can do is watch us while we feast upon the blessings of God. Do you know that's true tonight? We feast upon the blessings of God in the presence of enemies. The world doesn't understand us. The world sometimes tries to torment God's people. But we still are seated at the table. Our cup still overflows. We're blessed in the face of our enemies. What a blessing. In those days, another thought. In those days, when a guest was seated at a table, as a host would show their hospitality and their kindness, the host would oftentimes rise up and refill the glasses. We're told that a custom was this. If the host came and only filled the glass half full, it was a host's way of saying, the evening is over, it's time for you to leave. I have a friend one time, you go to see him, he'll say, you can stay as long as you want, but I'm going to bed. That's basically how it was here. But if the host came and filled your cup full, he was saying, I'm enjoying your company. And I'd like for you to stay with me for a while longer. Well now, look at this. David said, my cup overfloweth. God didn't just simply fill David's cup. David's cup was filled to the overflow. I believe the Lord was saying something like this, David, I sure do enjoy your company, and I hope you will continue and abide with me. That's what I see here. You know, could I say this tonight? When you read the Bible, get personal with it. Get personal with the Bible. Understand that God has given us gems and jewels and he wants us to enjoy them. Nothing is out of place. My cup runneth over. Too many people in this day and time, unfortunately, live like their cup is empty. We ought to live that way. We live like our cup is empty. Charles Spurgeon said, put it like this. He said, we write our sorrows in marble, but God's mercy in sand. Isn't that true? Many people tonight have a cup of sorrow and they complain. Many people tonight, it's a cup of dregs, complaining, bitterness, and despair. But that's not what God intends. This cup reminds us tonight of privilege, reminds us of salvation. It reminds us of blessing. My cup runneth over. It's been a good day today. I leave the service tonight with an overflowing cup. God has been good to me. That's personal testimony. The word is ministered to my own soul. By the way, I have to. You know who this preacher is himself. But you know what? Sometimes I can preach myself sad or happy, depending on how it goes. I can't hire another preacher to come in here and preach to me. I have to get it right. But you know what though? What I like about it is this. God has a way of taking his precious word and ministering to our soul while we give it out. But I leave here today with an overflowing cup. The cross of Christ, the blessed work of our Savior, the meditation and the thought upon that today has blessed my heart. It's reminded me again of the preciousness of Calvary. And then tonight you've sung about it. You've sung about peace, joy, heaven, blessings of God. You combine it all. I go home with a full and overflowing cup. I hope you do.